Michelle Obama takes some political heat from the Tennessee Republican Party, and Barack defends his woman. For more, we've got Jeffrey Bennett, the web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So the Tennessee Republican Party launched a web video campaign last week slamming Michelle Obama for her remark that she was proud of America, quote, for the first time in her adult life. What's been the response online?
Well, some say it's shameful and others say it's par for the course. So here's the background. The Tennessee GOP released a 4-minute video on YouTube contrasting a snippet of Michelle Obama's words with that of several Tennesseans talking about why they're proud of America. And the idea was to paint Michelle Obama as unpatriotic. And to that, Barack Obama had a few words for the opposition. Here's some of what the Obamas had to say on Good Morning America talking to Robin Roberts on Monday.
The GOP, should I be the nominee? I think can say whatever they want to say about me, my track record. If they think that they're going to try to make Michelle an issue in this campaign, they should be careful.
We're trusting that the American voters are ready to talk about the issues and not talking about the things that have nothing to do with making people's lives better.
But I also think these folks should lay off my wife. All right.
That says a lot, you know.
Right.
Lay off my wife. It's like, or what? Is he putting up his dukes? How are people responding on the blog?
Well, on our blog News and Views, here's what some people had to say. Claire Garcia wrote, if the spouse is going to be out campaigning, representing policies and views, then of course she can be targeted. You can't have it both ways. Another reader, Matthew Scallon, said the potential scrutiny of his family is the main reason why he never went into politics. Emoji Odorinde, who comments on our blog pretty frequently, says, it's not fair to attack a candidate's spouse or a family member, except for Bill Clinton, who's on another level being a former president.
Do you think that we're going to see more folks talking about this on the blog? Because she's been, you know, Michelle Obama has been one of our most popular blog topics, especially once you put up that whole thing about who should we cast in
right.
the role. I think a lot of people are intrigued.
I think they are. And Regina King is still the number one contender to play Michelle Obama in that movie whenever it hits the theaters.
All right. This week we also had another installment of the Speak Your Mind series. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a piece from Kyle Yadell about Morehouse graduating its first white valedictorian over the weekend. There was a lot of media coverage about that. And Yadell's take was that too much was being made of race, and some seemed to validate the existence of a place like Morehouse with the notion that Joshua Packwood, who was the white valedictorian, went there and did well and excelled and became valedictorian. So the Speak Your Mind essay can be found on our blog, and it's drawing a lot of reaction, responses like these. Ian Labatou wrote, taking nothing away from my Morehouse brothers' earned accolades, the media should have done a better job highlighting the fact that Mr. Packwood's accomplishments are not unique to him. And P. Smith wrote, Kyle's commentary makes a valid point that we often focus on race more than individual greatness.
All right. What other things are going on the blog?
Well, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, mostly because they could, decided to buy the school for their two kids because they are disappointed with the public education system. So they ended up leasing a nearby high school. So people are talking about that, as well they should. There's a new book about the hidden download culture in hip-hop, and we're talking about the latest in the Sean Bell case.
Yeah, I posted yesterday the officers in the Bell case were acquitted of manslaughter charges, but now they and five other officers, including their supervisor, are up for possible discipline from the New York Police Department. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And also, you know, if you go and read the blog, you'll get details that follow up on another incident involving the police. In general, these law enforcement stories, do they have a lot of traction on our blog?
They do. Everyone has an opinion, and especially when you have video like we did for the Philadelphia police beating. You know, it just makes it all the more ripe for conversation.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from our studios at NPR West.